I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so the Idiot's Guide to Spying on Boyfriend, Girlfriend, Husband, Wife.
Right. Yeah, we have talked for a couple of days about the fact that there are some people, and it's men or women, that have just that nagging feeling that their partner is cheating on them, and they need to find out for themselves if they're doing that. So they go and they spy, and they find out if it's true or not.
I go on record again as saying, if you're doing this, the relationship's over anyway. There. It's on record.
That's not the debate. It's the debate is the disguise.
And we'll say this also, that we're going to take all your suggestions today. We will find somebody that wants to do this, spy on their boyfriend or husband or girlfriend, whatever, and we'll put that person on tomorrow. We will use all your suggestions, and then sometime, like over the next 48 hours, they'll try to pull it off and see how it goes. Michelle, you are on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. What I did was I installed a keystroke recorder on my husband's laptop.
Okay.
And so I thought he had another email address that he was using, and it turned out he did. And he was emailing all these women back and forth, you know, going to personals and picking up all these women and telling them that he was divorced and, you know, all this crazy stuff. And he was meeting up with these women. And the only way I found out is because I put that keystroke recorder on there and got the email.
What exactly is that device?
It is a software that you can download. And what it does is it's like a spyware, like the ones that can get on your computer over the internet. But I put this one on myself. So what I could do is go back in and type in a secret password, and it would show me every keystroke that had been typed into the computer.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
and it also took snapshots of the screen, so if people had sent him pictures, I could see those too.
Okay.
I'm just curious if he, why were you tipped off that he might be doing something like that on the internet, or was it
just acting weird?
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden he's got somewhere he's got to be, he's got a strange meeting, you know, not his normal pattern of work stuff. Oh, I've got to go to Macon today. Oh, why? You know, I couldn't get any straight answers, so I started to get suspicious. I know he spends a lot of time on the computer, so, you know, I thought that that would be the best place to start looking.
Was there any sort of change in activity in the bedroom?
No. And that was the thing that, you know, kind of made me think, okay, well, maybe you're just crazy. It's not anything. But, you know, then I just got suspicious.
Okay. So, the name of the software, do you know?
It was Guardian.
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 Okay.
You can get that stuff on the internet, because I think what it's supposed to be used for is parents can put it on their computer to make sure their kids aren't, you know, doing nasty things or going to nasty sites, because then you can go back and you can pull up every domain name that your kids has gone to. And I know one parent who used it because you could type in like a screen name because it was a girl who was being like, she was kept going back to this guy who was harassing her. Like they were like in eighth grade, you know, and the dad said, look, you got to cut it off. And they put this on and they put that guy's email on. So if she ever wrote him an email, it would actually send an email to the parents letting them know that that word had been typed into the computer. And then they went and pulled it up and confronted her.
Cindy, you are on The Voice Disguiser. We are putting together the Idiot's Guide to Spying.
Hi. The thing that I did that worked for my ex, and yes, Bert, I do agree with you. It's over. when he would check his voicemail from my home phone sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go behind him and do redial and look at the series of numbers on the display that were dialed. Some phones don't do it, but a lot of phones do. They'll show the whole series of numbers that you dialed, including the pounds and stars and everything.
Okay.
So I just wrote them all down, and that's how I got his voicemail code.
Okay.
And I would just go and check his voicemail every day. And there would be, baby, how are you? Hey, honey, it was good seeing you yesterday, and stuff like that on it.
Okay. So you busted him on his voicemail.
All right, thank you.
I like that way of getting the voicemail code.
Why are you sitting there shocked? Jeff's like...
You'll find out in 60 seconds or less.
Okay.
Maybe 30.
Good morning, Monica. Well, you are on the Bert Show, All the Hits Q100. Don't need the voice disguiser.
Hi. First thing the person must do is pull a Monica. Have to pull the Monica.
What do you mean?
Monica, as in the song So Gone. Drive past his house in an unmarked car. Make sure you have your friend's car. I drove a Taurus. I rolled up to his house in a Corolla.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So make sure you change out cars because he knows what your car looks like because he always sees your car. Make sure you're in another car.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Jeff thought she was talking about something else?
I don't know.
You thought she was talking about something else?
441-1005.
Oh, never mind.
What's up, dude?
Phil. Hold
on. You got a story to tell?
Yeah.
Hold on just one second.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me roll through a couple of these.
Sure.
Good morning. Is this Candy?
Yeah,
this is Candy. This is the Idiot's Guide to Spying on Your Boyfriend, Girlfriend, Husband, Wife.
Yeah, check the text messages on his cell phone.
Check text messages on cell phone.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much. We will add that to the list. What do you got, Phil?
I'm not real sure how this adds into the Idiot's Guide, but Jeff thinks it's a great story. So I'm not going to mention any names as if you can't figure out who it is, but let's just say I dated a girl for a while. And right when we started dating, I kept getting these very flirtatious emails from a fan. Hey, Phil, love the show. Love everything you do on the show. You know, I'm sorry they, you know, put your whole life out on the radio. So tell me about your girlfriend. How are things going with that? I'd love to come see you on Saturday night up at Wild Bill's. And I'd write back, hey, thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Things are going well. Yeah, come and see me sometime. If you want to come out with your friends, I'll put you on the guest list. Then it would come back again. Well, maybe sometime we can, you know, meet up and get some coffee, or maybe we can get a drink sometime. I'm just a huge fan. Don't think I'm a stalker. I'd write back and I'd be like, well, if you come up to Wild Bill's, you know, I'll be happy to buy you and all your friends a drink one night. Just let me know if you ever want to come up. I'd get another response. Don't think I'm a stalker. I just really like to meet you in person. I'd like to hang out with you. It was an old girlfriend who created a fake email address as a fan just to respond to me and email me to see my responses, to see how I interacted with fans, to see if I would go and see if I entertained the thought of wanting to meet up with this girl.
So this was the current girl that you were going out set up the account, and she was texting you
emailing you
as a listener just to see how you'd respond.
Just to see how I would respond.
Dude.
Just to see if I would fall into the trap and say, oh yeah, let's meet up secretly.
That'd be a good way to spy, though.
Yep.
I mean, you could put it on the list.
And obviously with Phil, it's easier because he's on...
Because random people email him.
Mm-hmm. He's on the radio. But
you got an office job. Why would anybody randomly email you out of the
blue? Because you could get an email. You could get, like, what if you got an email from, like, a Hotmail account and it just said, hey, I don't want to tell you, you know, who I am. I just want to, you know, let you know that I think you're very funny around the office. I think you're blah, 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 blah. Don't shake your head, Jen. Guys are stupid.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Hey, I have some advice about what not to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't ever get the other woman involved. If there's another woman and you know about her, don't try to gang up on the guy with her. It will never work out.
All right, so don't use the current as an ally in your spying.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
That sound good to y'all?
Yeah, don't use the mistress as an ally.
Who has that story? Is it Crash who came home and found his current girlfriend and the girl that he was screwing around with both sitting on his couch?
Yeah. He saw that. And then we had a listener one time that we thought that they were getting together with the mistress and they were going to bust him, and then the mistress took off with him.
The intervention.
That's right.
Good morning, Doug. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
This is foolproof. It worked for me.
All right.
That is to use a voice-activated recorder and tap your home phone.
tap your home phone by using a voice-activated recorder.
So you don't have to be home. You can be out on a business trip or whatever, but it will record both ends of the conversation of what's going on at home. Mm-hmm. It's legal because you're paying for your own home phone. Uh-huh. I mean, it's your bill. It's your phone. So, but it worked for me.
Where do you even go to get a device like that?
Radio Shack.
Really?
It's very simple. It's not that expensive. And like I said, if you really think something's happening, you're going to know based on a voice-activated recorder and the conversations that go on.
And what did you find out?
I found out that my wife was having an affair at her office and also with the next-door neighbor.
Oh, dude. Wow. Are you kidding? The double whammy.
The double, yeah. Oh,
wow, sorry.
But it's awfully hard for them to deny that something's going on if you've got their own voice, you know, talking about the rendezvous and so on. So
I'm just curious how this whole thing played out. So did you ever go over to the next-door neighbor and say, dude, I know what's going on?
You know what? A lot of people said I should have ratted him out, and I thought, you know what? If he's going to screw around and he's going to ruin his marriage, he can do it on his own.
So you never ratted him out?
She'll find out eventually.
He's still married to her?
Actually, I think they ended up getting divorced.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, but I didn't want to put my foot into it and cause the breakup. I knew, you know, if he's screwing around like that on his wife, that he'd get caught or found out. So
I mean, it sure seems to me like, I mean, the reoccurring theme here is, yeah, you can do all this stuff, and this is what I did. But when I did it, I found out what I already knew, like you said before, you know, like, you know.
But sometimes you do need proof, because people that are the cheaters have gotten very good at manipulation. They've gotten very good at lying. And, yeah, they'll deny it right to your face.
Morning, Burt Show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, you can always use your kids.
What? Oh. I don't know if I'm not going to put that on this list.
Like, give us some examples.
No, because, like, if they're legal, you know, and they can drive. Because my mom would send me out at night to dig through my dad's car to find out if he was cheating on her or not. And while I was doing that, she would distract him.
It's awful. Did you know what you were doing when you were in that car and what the mission was?
I was just looking for any kind of evidence of numbers or pictures, and I found tons of pictures of him and the other woman.
It's still awful. It's awful to bring a child into this whole thing.
I'm not going to put that on the list because I don't think that's fair.
That's an awful thing to do. You're not bothered by that your mom put you in that position?
Well, I was actually on her side. You know, we want to find out what the truth is, and so I was willing to go to that extent.
Wow, that's
still your father.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I can endorse that.
Yeah, I'm not going to put that on the list, but it does remind me of an adult child of a father who was screwing around on the mom, and I was actually here, just a few years ago, was a part of a drive-by with a friend on her own father, which is bizarre. I totally forgot about that, but we drove by a hotel and caught him with this other woman.
This is the Idiot's Guide to Spying on Your Significant Other. Hey, Susan.
Yes, I just suggest that they buy a GPS tracking device.
Oh, my God.
GPS tracking device.
In the car, right?
Yes, it saves money on PI.
Let me ask you about these tracking device deals. Is there some kind of like almost like TiVo type thing to it where you can actually go back and track where the car has been all day long, or do you have to be watching it in real time?
No, you just go into the internet, you put in a password, and you have tracking logs.
Wow, so you can every find move they've made.
You can do that with the navigation on my Pathfinder. There's a setting you can set, and it's the purpose for it is so if you drive somewhere, you can find your way home.
Right.
You know, because it labels everything on the map, but you can do that setting, and then you can hide the route until you need it. So if you were cutting enough, you could set that. And like I said, Jessica's using my car today. I could have set that and then looked back on and see exactly where she went.
Hey, Susan, do you know the name of the device that you were using?
No, it's been probably 5 years ago since I did it, but they're very advanced now.
I'm curious of the result of what you did.
Do what?
I'm curious of what happened. What'd you find out?
Well, I did it. I didn't do it. I did it because I was going through a divorce, and
It was already.
And I did it for religious reasons. I had to know what was going on.
All right, but it wasn't. Right. You were already divorced at the time where you tried spying on him?
I had to know for religious reasons what was going on.
For religious reasons?
For scriptural reasons.
What does that mean?
To get a divorce.
Okay. I'm not following.
if he really was cheating on her, then she felt spiritually that she could divorce him.
I got you. Because she believes
She believes so strongly in her marriage vows, she had to make sure he broke those vows in order to get a divorce.
Tracy got a phone call one time. She just sent me this instant message. She got a phone call one time from a guy who had heard a topic that we had talked about on the Burt Show. And needed to know exactly what day and time we talked about that, because he had heard it on the recording that he had from the recorder that he'd hidden in his wife's car.
Oh, and he could time it based on what we were talking about.
And he could time it based on, so he would call up and go, yeah, it's when Burt and Melissa were arguing about spying on your man, and this is blah, 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 and Jeff was shooting his gun. And I don't know if she gave him the information or not, but he knew bits and pieces of it and wanted to know the exact day and time.
Tracy says she went online, not our Tracy, this is a listener Tracy, went online under his name, and the other woman started talking to him.
Oh, so sign on his IM.
Yep, sign on using his account. All right, so what do we have for our list here? Complete Idiot's Guide to Spying. What do we have?
All right, the first thing that we got was the keystroke recorder on the laptop to see, like, emails and stuff you do online, and Guardian is the name of the software. Number two was redial on your phone to show previous numbers dialed, which also can include the pounds and the codes to get voicemail codes in case they were checking their voicemail at home, and then go in and check their voicemail messages. Be sure if you do a drive-by, in a different car than the one that they're used to seeing you in. You can also check text messages on cell phones. Create anonymous email account and email as someone else to see how they respond to you, knowing that you're somebody different. Don't use the mistress as an ally in the plot if you know for sure they're cheating on you. Tap your home phone with a voice-activated recorder. Get a GPS tracking device, and you can do it that way, or you can sign on to his IM and see who talks to them.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Race into savings now at Menards. Mastercraft makes great doors inside and out, building the highest quality doors in a wide variety of styles. Add beauty to your home with interior doors from Mastercraft. Shop our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way in-store or online. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on Mastercraft doors today. Save big.